our hero of the week, not surprisingly, is Aaron Swartz. I'm sure you've heard a lot about Aaron Swartz if you've been reading the news this week. He was one of the founders of Reddit, a very significant contributor to the development of web and open access to information, starting at a very young age. He was probably the most influential activist in stopping the passage in 2012 of SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. On January 18th, 2012, Wikipedia, Reddit, and about 7,000 other smaller websites coordinated a service blackout and really did an amazing job of organizing effort against that passage by Congress of that law. Swartz had been was being prosecuted by the Department of Justice, interestingly enough, with the help of MIT, for a large download of documents from a JSTOR, JSTOR academic paper service. The question all across the world now, was he driven to suicide by the efforts of Department of Justice and other parties, or was he murdered? He was found hanging in his apartment. There's no way to tell, and what I believe, and I've been asked what I believe by several people writing in questions, is whether it was his own hand or somebody else's is a legal matter. I'm absolutely convinced he was murdered. You're watching the media promote outrageous lies to push for gun control, as I said earlier. And one of my questions is their payback to get SOPA passed. And is there any reason that anybody wanted Swartz out of the way? No way to tell. We'll see what happens. But a remarkable person. And unfortunately, the counterpoint to his death is sitting and watching the fact that we've now seen trillions of dollars of bailouts and trillions of dollars of financial fraud occur, and absolutely no prosecution and indictments of anybody of any significance. So Angela Mazzello of Countrywide Mortgage had a civil action against him, whereas someone like Aaron Swartz has been significantly pursued by the Department of Justice on criminal charges. And the point counterpart to all of this is sort of underscores that fraud is a civil offense and freedom is a criminal offense. It's not a very good message. Runners up in the hero category, we had two very eloquent spokespersons for really sensible truths on the issues of ownership of guns in the Second Amendment. One was Marine Joshua Boston, who wrote a letter to Senator Feinstein and did several interviews. Some are up on the blog. And then Sheriff Danny Payman, I think, P-E-Y-M-A-N, from Jackson County, Kentucky, also did very informative interviews. It's up on the blog. It takes enormous courage to quietly stand up and communicate facts in the face of the kind of media barrage, and these two gentlemen did a marvelous job and are worth your taking a look at.